The fact that she has Bias Shloka Darka means she's no longer a Basula, because Basula is defined as somebody who didn't have Bias. So since she had Bias, she's no longer a Basula, and therefore the Kohen Gadol would not be allowed to marry her. Well, no, that as long as she still has Basulim, since the Bias was Shloka Darka, so for Isurim that counts, as far as the status of the Isha is concerned, she still has Basulim, so that's enough to make her into a Basula. So therefore the Kohen Gadol would be allowed to marry her. That's the Machlokas Tanoim over there. So the same way over there, the Gemara is on Daf Nun Tesamet Aleph. The Gemara says the Darshan Tepasugra, Bibisuleha, Bikadarka, Idramea says Bibisuleha, who you shall Bibisuleha. The Gemara Darshan, a few different drushes in the Pasugra, who you shall Bibisuleha, Bibisuleha, Bikadarka, in Shalokadarka lo. The Blazer of Shimon Savri, the Bankadarka, Ben Shalokadarka. That either one takes her out of being a basula. So the same way you have the machlokas over there. Means there it's a machlokas in what determines her status of basula. What makes her into a basula? Does the fact that what takes her out of the category of basula? Does the fact that she had bia take her out of the category of basula? Or does the fact that she no longer has basula and take her out of the category of basula? So the same way you would have a machlokas by the Nar Marasa. Now in each case might be different. Over there we dash it from the Pasuk Bisuleha. Over here we dash it from the Pasuk of Levado. But the bottom line in each case, the svara behind it, which we're trying to learn up from the Psukim, is how you define the woman's status. Is she a Basula or is she a Ba'ula? Then the Mishnah Melech says, however, and again that would fit in very well with the beginning of the Sugya, because the Gemara seems to be over there discussing that how is she still a Basula, Bala Shloka Darka, etc. However, the Mishnah Mal says, if you just look at the end of the Sugya, what we get from the Drasha, you get a whole different picture of what's going on here. Where did Rebbe get his halacha from? Umeso Isha Sheshachav Imo Levado. It sounds like this is a Gzeres HaKosov, that only one guy can be Chayav for Nar Marasa. Means the first guy, Lamashal, like Amalek, they jumped in, right? They were the worst because they were the first to attack us. So everybody else is considered not as bad. So the first person who was Mezana with her, he's the one who's Chayav Misa. The Chi of Skila is for the first guy. But everybody else, they're not considered, they didn't do as much damage, they're not as severe, and therefore that's exactly the cause of Levado, that only one person can be Chayav.
Can you say that that's because we're considering Bias Shloka Darka as Bia?
Again, he says, so you could learn it that the Pasuk is just Megala on what the status of the woman is, or you can say the pasuk is exeris hakosav in the chi of misa. There's a special chumra normally in Eishes Ish only gets chenek. There's a special chumra for Nar Marasa that she gets skila. So that chumra just goes to the first guy. The first guy, he's the one who did the initial damage. So he's the one. His avera is more chumra, so he gets skila. But anybody else who follows, true, she's still a nara. And she's still a Murasa, and she's still a Psula, she has everything you need, but that's exactly the cause of Levado. Only one guy can be Chayiv, the other guy, subsequent people cannot be Chayiv. And that would be the drush, that would be the Machlokas between Rebbe and the Chachamim. Rebbe hold that this extra Chumra that we have of Nar Murasa, this extra Chumra of Skila, only goes to the first guy. Once it's been done already, so the box is checked off, you don't have that Chumra anymore. Nothing to do with her personal status, it's just exactly the cause of in the Chumra of the Misa of Skila. And the Chachamim disagree with that whole thing. They've darshaned the Pasuk Levado differently, and they say it doesn't matter. There's no requirement that you have to be the first. Even 10 people, as long as the woman is still a Nar Marasa Basula, which in this case she is, so then they would all be Chayav.
In the first side, would you extend it like Ksuba?
Well, again, each case is different. You have in Ksuba, the halacha is, in Ksuba, by Bias Shloka Darka, doesn't take away. In Ksuba, there's a whole sugi in the Gemara, the opposite of a Mukazeg. A Muka, which again, in the Alumdus, is a similar thing. I mean, she's missing her Basulim, but she never had Bia. So she's still considered to be a Basulim. Now, that's Machlokas Tanoim over there in the Mishnah in Ksubas.
We
don't necessarily, each one is learned out from a Pasuk. I mean, Ksubas is a Svara, because it's a Darabana. But each one is learned out from a Pasuk. The Gemara we're going to get to later talks about Kanas also, what's the din as far as Kanas. So there's all kinds of places in the Torah where the rules depend on Basula. And in each case, the Psukim of that place teach us what the definition is. It's kind of a middle ground, so we can go this way, we can go that way. There doesn't seem to be any Tana who paints them all with one brush. Each one, again, by Kohen Gadol, they have their local drushes. And over here, they have their local drushes. And Ksuba, presumably, it's its own Svaras. and Kanas again is its own svaras, which we'll get to this time or next time. Again, those are the two approaches the Mishnah Malach says. The Mishnah Malach is in Yisuri Bia, Perek Yizayin, Halacha Yid Gimel. And then he says it's a simple nafkamina.
One point, I'm a little confused on the Cheshbon. How can they have this general machlokas? If you say it's a general machlokas, how are you going to learn about Knas?
No, it's a machlokas only in this din of Nara Marasa. But is it a machlokas in how you define the status of the Isha?
Or is it
a machlokas in terms of the Chumra of Misa?
But don't we see by Knas that they all agree that if you do Bia Shalkadaka, she's a Bu'ula?
By Knas, the Gemara says by Knas, they all agree.
She's a Bu'ula. So doesn't that mean that you can't say that it's a general machlokas?
No, by Knas, they all agree the opposite. We'll get to Knas later. But again, nobody says that it's a machlokas, even if you assume the first side, that it's a question of how you define her status, nobody is saying is the definition of her status has to apply to every place in the Torah where you have this din. Each place which has a din of Basula is learned up separately what the halach is. You can hold by Kohen Gadol the sheet is that she is a Basula, and over here you can hold like she's a Bu'ula. Or you can have the opposite. Each place has its own drasha.
So what are the Mishnah's two-way then?
So the first way is, but the machlokas isn't figuring out what her status is. Is she, what's her label? Does she have the label of Basula or not?
Okay.
The second way has nothing to do with her status. Everybody agrees she's still considered to be a Basula. The Rebbe holds it's Xeris HaKosav in the Chumra of the Misa, that Skila is a special Chumra, because this Avera is worse, and that's what he says, Levado.
In the first way, the Shaila, if we define as a Basula Basula, that's a localized Shaila only by Misa, right?
You have a similar shaila in other places, learned out from other psukim. Again, the drasha in the case of Kohen Gadol, it's simple because the drasha is bibasuleha. Is she a basula or not? Over here, the drasha is v'meisu isha sheshachavim alavado. The drasha doesn't seem to talk about basulim at all. In the beginning of the sugi, the way it was introduced, seems to focus on whether she's a psula. But if you look at the drasha really doesn't, it's kind of a stretch to say that, well, Meis Isha Levado, he's the only one we kill. It must be. The reason we kill him is because we're touching up what her status of psula is. But anyway, the Mishnah Lamal says you can learn either way. The Mishnah Lamal says, what's the straightforward, simple nafkamina in this? The simple nafkamina is, let's say she had Bia Shaloka Darka before she became an Arusa. Before she ever got married to her husband, she had Bia Shaloka Darka, and now somebody is Baaleha while she's a Namarasa. So if you learn the first way, so according to Rebbe, he's still going to be Pater, because she's not a Basula. For the purposes of this halacha, Basula means somebody who never had Bia. She did have Bia, she had that experience in her life, so she's not labeled as a Basula. If she's not labeled as a Basula, she doesn't have all the requirements of Nara, Murasa, Basula, so she's not a Basula, so therefore she's not going to be Chayav. If you learn the second way, the pshat is it's a chumra in the Avera, that the first guy is chayav, subsequent people, their Avera is not so chumra, so therefore they're not chayav. So the first guy who did the Avera, he's still the first guy who did the Avera. It means beforehand, whatever beer she had, that wasn't an Avera, it wasn't an Avera of Eishes Ish. So even though she happens to have had Bia Shaloka Darka, but that doesn't matter. That according to the second Mahalach, Bia Shaloka Darka doesn't change her status. She's still considered to be a Basula. The rule of Rebbe is simply that you can't give Skila to two people. That Skila goes to the first guy, and the second guy, his Avera, is not so Chomer. So in the world of Averas, the first guy, his Avera, is still the most Chomer, because he's the first one who did the Bia of Eishes Ish. So that's the Mishnah Malach says that will be the Nafkamina between these two Malach. There's another, I don't know if it's an afkamina, but you can, if you think about the Shaila, it could be it's related to the Tumalcha, maybe it's not. That would be the following. Rebbe and the Chachamim are talking about a case where it means all 10 were Bala Shaloka Darka. Let's say you would have the following case, that one guy was Bala Shaloka Darka, and then another guy was Bala Kedarka. So what's going to be? Is the second guy going to be Chayav or not? Means if the second, our case where they're arguing is where each guy is just repeating the same thing that the first guy did. But let's say the second guy had it be a Kedarka. Are we going to be more machmar in him or not? So again, you can approach it based on either mahalach. You can approach it based on the first mahalach. The first mahalach says that the issue here is whether she's a basula or ba'ula. So she is a ba'ula. He can be pater. Or you could say, well, she's a somewhat of a ba'ula, but she's not a complete ba'ula. Now this second guy is going to make her a complete ba'ula, so maybe he can also be chayek. You can look at it in that way. You can look at, according to the second mahalach of the Mishnah Mahalach, you can also look at it. The first guy is chayev because he did the worst. So the second guy is just a repeat of what the first guy did, so he's not as, his avera is not as severe as the first guy, so he's not going to get the skila. But in our case, the second guy is doing more than the first guy. The first guy did a bia shalokadarka, the second guy is doing a bia kadarka, which again, is considered a more of a it's not more of an avera in the Isser of Eishes Ish, but it's certainly more of a pagam in terms of the Isha. So maybe you could suggest in that case that the second guy would be chayv. Again, the Gemara is not clear what the halacha would be in that case. That the whether Rebbe would agree in that case. You can ask the question and you can discuss the question based on either mahalach that the. That would be an interesting twist also on this whole halacha of Rebbe that the second guy is pater. Is he only pater because he repeated the same thing that the first guy did? So he's just a repeat offender, if you will. Or is he pater for a different reason? What would be the case if the second guy did worse than the first guy? The first guy had to be a shol kedarka. The second guy now had to be a kedarka. Would he also get the Now, within this din, that the Bi'ah Shelo Kedarka does not, according to the Chacham, the Bi'ah Shelo Kedarka does not make her into the Ba'ula. And again, the Pashup Shad in the beginning of the Sugi is it's a question of Ba'ula or not. The Gemara says that that in the case of the Baal certainly makes her into a Ba'ula. The Gemara says that Right, that's the lashon of the Mishnah Lach said. Sounds like the question is, makes her into ba'ula or not? But anyway, that's what the Gemara says. So Abaye says that the bias habal certainly makes her into a ba'ula, and if anybody is ba'ula afterwards, so then they would not be chayv. The Ritva over here. Again, there's no pasuk supporting this. It's some svara. It's interesting to have the svara from Amoraim in which is going to affect a chiyah misa ben Torah. There's no marker for it at all, but the Gemara doesn't even explain it. But anyway, that's what it is. The Ritva doesn't really give an explanation, but he gives a little qualification. The Ritva says pirish. The kevan da ahanya bi also liknosa, ahani la sosa bia gemura v'laduna kabula. That since this bia was good enough to be kona her, so therefore it's also good enough to make her into a ba'ula. And then he says, abo bias acher la'ovid la ba'ula shlo kedaka l'rabbana, but the bias acher won't do it. So what's the Ritva saying? The Ritva is saying the reason why the bias habal makes her into a ba'ula is because the Bias Habal accomplished the Kenyan. The Ritva is not focusing on the fact that it happened to be the Baal. He's focusing on the fact that this is the Bia which created the Kenyan. So he's basically, what the Ritva is saying is, the Pshat in Abaye is, that the Bia itself, this Bia is more chosher than your average run-in-the-mill Bia. Because this Bia accomplished something, that this Bia created a Kenyan. And since this Bia created a Kenyan, so therefore, it also makes her into a ba'ula. Again, that step, why do you say that? He doesn't really explain it, but that he does say. He says that the reason why the Bias HaBaal is different is not because the Baal is different, but because this is a Bia which created the Kenyan Isha. There's a Gemara in Ksubas. It used to be a Gemara in Ksubas. There's a Gemara in Ksubas, also Darshan's Tzukim of Nar Murasa. The Gemara over there is dealing with chuppah. But how do you know that chuppah makes a woman into a nesua? Right? We have two stages of marriage. It starts with erusin and then it gets completed with chuppah. So the Gemara says that learning up that chuppah works. So the Gemara suggests maybe chuppah is not enough. Maybe you need bia to make her into a nesua. So the Gemara says that Nara Basula Murasal Ish, again the pasuk of Nara Murasal, is Nara Velo Bogeres. So right, there's three rules, Nara Basula Barasal. So Nara is coming off Ukiya Bogeres. When she's 12 and a half, she's in Domoskila. Besula v'lo be'ula. Besula is coming lafuki be'ula, that if she's already in nevela, so then there's no din of skila. And be'urasa v'lo nesua. Erisin is to exclude nesua. What is my nesua? Ilem nesua mamish, which Rashi says means bia shenichnas l'chupa v'nivala, that she had bia haina besula. So again, there's three qualifications. Apparently, each one is supposed to be most of something. If nesuin always required bia, so then, again, you have the same problem of she's not a basula. The elala, she nichnas al chuppah v'lo nivalah, so that's the raya that chuppah works without bia. So Tosus over there says that the im tomar ema v'lo nesua she nichnas al chuppah v'nivalah shelo kedarka. Right, this Gemara kind of patterns our Gemara. That the, again, we're trying to learn up from that, how can you ever have it? She's always going to be a ba'uva. So our Gemara had a very good teretz that the b'yashol kedarka. So Tosa says, why don't you say the same thing over here? B'yashol kedarka, the kedamina b'kedushin, bo'ala sor v'adayin hi b'sula kul b'skila. Tosa says, v'yashol ma, the ha omar hosom the baal also so ba'uva shol kedarka. He says, Tosa says, because you'll give the same answer we gave in kedushin, that the bias habal is better. The bias habal will make her into a ba'ula even if it's shalom kedarka. The Shittim Kupetze says that the Ritva would not be happy with this Tosis. He says that our Ritva says, why is the Bias Habal Chasha? The Bias Habal is Chasha because it's Koneher. So so that's only the Bias Erison. But over here, where the Nesuin is, the Bias is not being Koneher in terms of a new Kenyan. So therefore, that Bia, according to the Ritva, would not be, we wouldn't invoke this rule. And Adrav, according to the Ritva, you'll still be stuck with the Kasha. Why didn't the Gemara say it?
Bia bring you from Harrison to
the
Silla?
So again, the Shita Gubetis is if you ignore the Ritva completely and you say that any Bia Sabal works to make her into Bula, so then clearly you would apply it over here too, and Tosus would be no Chiddush. The Ritva said you need, the reason why Bias Habal is makes her into a Ba'ula is because Bias Habal is different because it creates a Kenyan. Now you can ask, what Kenyan are we talking about? The Kenyan of Erisin is certainly a stronger Kenyan than the Kenyan of Nesuin. The Kenyan of Erisin, that's the Ika Kenyan of Ishus, that's when she becomes an Ishus Ish. The Kenyan of Nesuin is less. So therefore, that's how the Shittim Kupetzes apparently is assuming, that according to the Ritva, only the Bia which created a Kenyan of Erisin would be enough to make her into a Ba'ula. And in the Sugi and Ksubis, where the Bia is creating a Kenyan of Nesuin, so over there, the Ritva would say that no, that Bia does not make her into a Ba'ula. Now Tosus, the Shittim Kupetzes is learning that Tosus completely disagrees with the Ritva's Mahalach. Again, the Shittim is of the opinion that if you're going to say that you need a Bia Hakona, it means a Kenyan of Erisin. And therefore, the Shita's understanding Tosus that Tosus disagreed with the Ritva's whole premise, and Tosus thinks any Bia Sabal works, and that's why they said it worked by Nesuin too. You could disagree, obviously, with the Shita, and you could say no, that Tosus also agrees with the Ritva's premise, and Tosus is just saying the same way Kenyan Erisin works, a Kenyan Nesuin also works. May or may not be derive from the Ritva. It means it's clear from the Ritva a Bia's Nus of the Boel wouldn't do anything. That you need a Bia which is Kona. Let's say they happen to have had Bia but without Das Kedushin or without Edim or whatever, so the Bia didn't do anything, then that's clear from the Ritva, it wouldn't do anything. Does Ritva limit it exclusively to the Kenyan of Erisin, or would he be satisfied also with the Kenyan of Nesuin? So the Shittim Kupetzes thinks he needs Dafka, the Kenyan of Erisin. Tosus, again, how you learn Tosus is going to be totally on that. Tosus clearly assumes that the Kenyan of Nesuin is enough. Is that because Tosus agrees in principle to the Ritva, but they just think that the same way Kenyan of Erisin is a Kenyan, the Kenyan of Nesuin is a Kenyan, and therefore it's a Bia Chashuva? Or is Tosus disagreeing with the whole Yesod of the Ritva, and Tosus thinks that you don't need a Bia Hakona at all?
What would the Svar be? The chilek between the Baal and everyone else? You don't like the Ritva. What's the Svar then?
It's more significant.
I don't know. I'm not sure I understand the Svar anyway. Yeah, I guess a Bia's Nus does less to her than. I don't know. Again, I'm not sure I understand even with the Ritva what. That's why I said the Ritva doesn't really explain it. That now it makes a lot of sense. The Ritva just kind of
Why is it Kenyan change?
Limits it. Yeah, why is it Kenyan? It's a better beer.
That I hear, because what? That's more of a significant beer. That's, you know.
Okay, so beer is more of a significant beer also. Beer is nus is a temporary thing. It's a one-time thing. Beer is a bal. I mean, I guess it would be a similar spot.
You say, and then that could be Yibam? Does anyone talk about if Beer Shlokadar could work for Yibam? That could be
Tohenis Tosos. In what? A Beer Shlokadarka?
Kona the meaning
to be the Kona the Yamama?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do talk about that.
That would be telling, seemingly be telling the same thing also, according to the Ritzvah, that's not really a meaning.
Why isn't that a Kenyan?
Don't we say the B.S. Yibam is the lower status, but also not a Kenyan.
Oh, there they talk about the Hakim Shame. I don't know.
The Gemara's really talk about that.
Yeah. I don't think the Gemara talks about it, does it? I don't think the Gemara. I think Rishon talks about it.
No, I'm not talking about B.S. Yavam. The B.S. Yavam. The Gemara talks about that B.S. Yavam and Yavam has a lower status. Not as less of a Kenyan then.
Okay, but I mean, I'm not sure. Now the Gemara continues at the bottom of the Yom, and again, then the Gemara goes back to what we did last time, in terms of dealing with how refuting this whole, explaining why you need the two pesukim, why you learn from Bulat Baal and not from Kigepish Shubala. Then the Gemara goes back to the discussion between Rebbe and the Chachamim, and it starts off again at the. Four lines at the bottom. The Rebbe, Hai Be'ulas Baal, my Ovid Lay. So what does Rebbe learn from the Pasuk of Be'ulas Baal? The Gemara says, Hai Mi Boy Lay, Baal also so Be'ulas Lokedarka, Bein Acher also so Be'ulas Lokedarka. So he would learn out from that Pasuk. Now what does that mean, according to Rebbe? Rebbe himself holds anybody makes her into Be'ulah, not just Baal. The Umiyas Lay Rebbe Lahai Svara. So Rebbe doesn't need a Pasuk to teach you that, because Rebbe holds anybody, any Be'ulas Lokedarka makes her into a Be'ulah. So what does he need a special Pasuk, a special Kenyan of Be'ulas Baal? Vatanya Bala, Sara Noshim, Vatayan Hibasula, Kulam Beskila. The Rebbe Omer Omer Ani, Arishim Beskila, Vakulam Bechenet. And that thing, Mar says, Omer Abzera, Moda Rebbe Linyan Knas. That the Kulam Mishalmi. So Rebbe only said his din as far as the Isser of Skila is concerned. But as far as the din of Knas is concerned, then he agrees if you would have a similar case of the multiple people being Baala Shalokinarka, so then you'd be Chayav Knas. In other words, a woman, once she has an Erisin, a Nara who happens to be a Mu'urasa and a Basula, so then the Baal gets Skila. Means there's an extra Chum, and not only she's an Eshazis, so he certainly gets Misa, like any person who's not with an Eshazis. Since she's a Nara Mu'urasa, so he gets an extra Chum, that he gets Skila. That's all if she's married. She's had at least Erisin. What if he's Baal Apnuya, somebody who's not married at all, who happens to be a Nara Nara who's a Basula? So then Halacha is he pays a Knas. He pays a Knas and he has to marry her. Below Sila Isha. So now the Gemara is saying, okay, let's talk about that case. In that case, what would if we transpose the case of Bola Sora Nashon Shloka Darka, so over there by Skila, Chachamim said Kulam Beskila, and Rebbe said only the Rishon Beskila, what would be in the case of Knas? So the Chachamim will say Kulam Beknas. Rebbe, the Gemara says, Amar Rav Zera, that Moda Rebbe Beknas. Rebbe would say, you know what, by Knas I also agree Kulam Beknas, that they all have to pay Knas. But what if the Baal was Baal? So that's what he needs a pasuk of Baula's Baal. That if the Baal was Baal, that makes her into a Baula, and that would even take care of the Knas issue, that that nobody who was Baala afterwards would be Chayav and Knas. That's how the Gemara learns up. Why is Knas different? So, because there's no pasuk. I mean, that's what the Gemara says. That the next line of the Gemara. The Gemara says is Maishna Miktala. Why is it different? So the Gemara does not give us Gemara. The Gemara just gives a pasuk. Ishani Helsin Damakro makes Ishishari Shachavim Alavada. The Gemara says, what are Rabbanan do with Levado? Fine, they use Levado for something else. Again, exactly what does it mean Levado? So based on the Tumah Halchem and the Mishnah Malach, it depends. If Levado is just telling you a halacha in the Chumra of Skila, then Levado's easy. It means Rebbe also agrees in principle she's still a Be'ula. is she still a basula? Rebbe never challenged that yisod. The Chachamim say she's still a basula, and therefore all ten are chayiv. Rebbe agrees she's still a basula. The reason why Rebbe said the other people are pata is for a different reason, because you can't give skila to more than one guy. It's a special chumra of the misa. The chumra of the misa goes to the guy who did the aveira first. Everybody else is off the hook, not because what they did is shouldn't warrant it. It's just because the other guy got it already, so he grabbed the skila, so there's nothing left for you. But in principle, he agrees she's a besula, so therefore in Knas she agrees he's holding. If you learn, like the other Malach and the Mishnah Malach, that the Machlokes by skila was also whether she's considered a besula or beula, so then basically what the Gemara is saying here is that, like we said before, you don't necessarily define besula and beula equivalent in an equivalent manner for every din in the Torah. In some dinim in the Torah, she'll have a din of besula. For some dinim, she'll have a din of beula. For Kohen Gadol, she might have a din of a besula, of a beula. For skila, she'll have a din of a besula. So that's what Rebbe said, that I think that as far as skila is concerned, she has a din of a beula, but that's not as far. That's what I learned out from the pasuk of Levado. By Knas, where there's no pasuk, so there I'm going to say she's a psul. Again, that's the, but at the end it just comes from a pasuk, one way or the other. The Rambam has a shita over here, which makes sense, but it seems to be against his gemara. The Rambam says, the Yechud Nar Barasa, Perek Aleph Halacha Ches. He's bringing it down the halachas of Knas. Yeah, Ram says, "Ein ha'onas ol mafate chayv b'knas ad sheyova aloha kedarka u'be'ed." Ein ha'torach hasfra. Ram says the only time you chayv knas is a bia kedarka. A bia shlo kedarka is never machayv knas. Even the one we boy that the tenth guy is not chayiv, even the first guy is not going to be chayiv in a bia shlo kedarka. And the rivet is masig. Amar Avram tosizu u'mafurish b'gemara da fila shlo kedarka mishalim knas. The rivet says it's mafurish in the gemara. Presumably he's referring to our gemara. That's mafurish in the gemara, right? The gemara, other rivet, the gemara says that over here, not only the first guy will pnei knas, all ten will pnei knas. And not only according to Chacham, even Rebbe agrees that all ten pay a knas. But that's pashut, that the first guy is going to pay a knas. According to the Rambam, nobody pays a knas on a bia shalokadak. So first of all, before we try to, the Tosri Azokin over here tries to say how the Rambam will learn the sugya, we'll come to that next, but let's just try to understand the Rambam. The Rambam in Svara makes a lot of sense. Why? Because there's a fundamental difference between the Chiyav Skila of an Amurasa and the Chiyav Knas by a Pnuya. The Chiyav Skila is for the Avera. Right, he did an Aveira of Eishas Ish. This, every Aveira has its own Misa. Sometimes the Eishas Ish, sometimes you get Chenek, a Bas Kohen gets Reifa, the Naram Rasa gets Skila. But ultimately, it's an Onish for the Aveira. So when it comes to Aveira, Bir Shlok Adarka is also an Aveira. That's the Gemara says. By all Chavi Araya says, Mishkevei Isha, the Shnei Mishkavos, like Rashi quoted before, that Bir Shlok Adarka is also considered to be a Bir. Fine, so he did the Aveira, so he gets Skila. When it comes to Knas, Knas, you're paying for the fact that you were created a hefsid to the Isha, to the father, that now she's no longer a basuba. So so you're right, the whole parsha of ksuba is learned out from Mar HaBasuvos, that the Knas is the payment for what she would have received. It means it's really a Dini Mamanas Chiyav. It's a Chiyav for the hefsid. In Hilchas Ksuba, somebody who had Bia Shalom Kedarka, there was no hefsid. If she marries again, right, a mukas eats, mukas eats is different, but a bir shloka darka, a bir shloka darka, and then she gets married, she's still a psula, she still gets a full ksuba. So he didn't create any hefsid. So when you're talking about the averas, then it's true, bir kadarka is the same as a bir shloka darka. When you're talking about the hefsid, so over there, bir shloka darka didn't create any hefsid. So if it didn't create any hefsid, why should be a chiv knaf? L'mashal, there's a Rashi in Sanhedrin, which also has a similar svara, although I'll leave it to Tosis is upset. But Rashi says, the Gemara over there talks about, again, by Arias, there's a discussion whether you need a Gemara Bia or just a Tchilas Bia, Hara, what makes you Chayev? So in Sanhedrin?
Yeah.
I didn't give him a base, yeah. So the Gemara says, by Knas, everybody agrees you need a Gemara Bia. Whatever that means, the whole Tosas, but Rashi says, I'll read the Rashi and I can give him a vase. You're Masmishasa Ra. Right, so again, it means in terms of whether technically they had a bia, the tchilas bia was considered to be a bia. If it would have been a bia sisr, so then you would have been chayav, misa, kares, malchus based on the tchilas bia. However, when it comes to knas, the knas is mishum shemotzi besuleha. And for that you need a gemar bia. That the tchilas bia is not going to be enough to be motzi the besulim. You need a gemar bia. Tosus actually disagrees with Rashi, and the Tosus over there, one of the kashas they ask is from our Gemara, that what do you mean? B'yishol HaKadarka is also Chayav Knas. Gemara Kedusha. That's the kasha they ask in Rashi. But again, in principle, Rashi is like the Rambam, that a beer which is not removed, the Basulim, is not going to be Machayav Knas. And the Svara makes a lot of sense, because because you're not creating any Hefzer. Similarly, the Mishnah Malach, one of the longest Mishnah Malachs in the whole Sefer, in Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Ches, of Hilchos Ishus, the Mishnah Malach has a discussion whether a Mukas Eitz gets a Knas. If somebody was a Mukas Eitz, it means she had some accident which removed her Basulim, and now somebody is an Onus or a Mafata, is he going to have to pay a Knas or not? He brings down a Machlokas Rishonim. Again, the svara of the people that you'll say a chayev, it's like a bia shel kedarka. So it means sof kol sof, she never had bia, so you had bia with her, so you're going to be chayev knas. The shittas who say you're potter is because you didn't create any hefzit. Because again, a mukas eitz already, she had her hefzit, whatever, she had an accident, but lemaisa her ksuv was only going to be meya anyway, so you didn't create any hefzit. So since you didn't create any hefzit, so therefore you're not going to be chayev. Now just in full disclosure, the Mishnah Malach comes out, not before the Rambam, the Mishnah Malach wants him to daik in the Rambam, that when it comes to Mukas Eitz, the Rambam holds that there would be a Knas, which would be inconsistent the way we're presenting the Rambam. But anyway, not going to get into all the details. It's just a daik in the Rambam, it's not before the Rambam. Al-Kopana, but that's B'Yesod HaDavar, so the Svara of the Rambam to say that B'Yesod HaDavar is not Mechayev Knas at all is a very good Svara, because again, the Yesod of the Din of Knas is because of the Hefzit, that in B'Yesod HaDavar, there's no Hefzit, she'll still get her Ksuba. That's what Rashi says, Tchilas B'Yesod, if you wouldn't be Meshed of Psulim, also there wouldn't be a Knas, and that's why a number of Rishonim say that by a Mukas Eitz it wouldn't be a Knas, because anytime there's no Hefzit, so then you're not going to create Mechayev Knas. What do you do with our Gemara? So the Tosus read has an explanation what the Rambam learned with our Gemara, he wants to say that the Rambam had a different gears than the Gemara, and the Gemara is talking about the first guy was Baal Shalokadarka, and the second guy was Baal Kadarka, he tries to explain away the Gemara according to the Rambam. However, what's interesting is the Tosus read quotes a second Gemara, which seems to be a problem for the Rambam as well. There's a Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara in Yevamos says, again, what happens by the case of Knas, if a person is an Onus or a Mafata? So there's two results. Number one is he has to pay the Knas, and number two is that Velo Steal Isha, he has to marry her. He's not allowed to divorce her. The Gemara in Yevamos says, Beferish, that Baala Shalokadarka, he has to marry her. Again, our Gemara says, Mefurish Baala Shalokadarka has to pay a Knas. That's against the Rambam. So that, Tosfos Rei Hazaken says, the Rambam maybe has different gears than the Gemara, and he explains it away. Then he says, what's the Rambam going to do with the Gemara in Yevamos? The Gemara in Yevamos says, Beferish also, that the mitzvah for Losi Elisha applies even in Birsh Lokadarka. So here the Tosfos Rei Hazaken says a big chiddush. He says, the Rambam will agree to that. The Rambam will say that, true, you don't have to pay the Knas, but you have to marry her. And that's a big chiddush. Means again, normally we assume that the knas and the fact you have to marry her go together. That for whatever reason, the damaged goods, you have to pay for the damage, and also since she's damaged goods, you have to marry her. But again, it's a package deal. Okay, the Gemara has in cases of Kim Rabinei that it's not, you'll be punted from the knas, but you still have to marry her. The Gemara is in Ksubas. But that's like a technicality. But be a sodo, that both things should come together, the Chora makes a lot of sense.
I was going to point out the first mission in the third record too. This goes over all those cases where he can't marry, but he still has to pick Knas.
Right, but that's Kim Le Jerabine, I think. That's what he said. Yeah, I knew you were going to say it. That's what he said. In fact, there's a Tosfos Rid right here in the sugya The Tosfos Rid says that the Gemara says Amar Zer Mother Rebbe Lini Knas Pirush Adayim Suhi V'Yesh Knas Pishul Kedarka. The V'Hachinami Amrina in Perak Abal Yevimto V'Hilchasa that the V'Losi Eliisha the etc. And he says that the Amun Bala Shul Kedarka Chay Lika Chasol Eliisha. V'Im Ein Knas Shul Kedarka Amay Chay Lika Chasol Eliisha. So again, the Tosfos Rid said it's clear the same way our Gemara says Yechayev, you have to be Chayev because the Gemara says Velosi Elisha, that you have to marry this girl that you were Bala Shalokadaka. And if you have to marry, there must be a Knas. Tosfos Rid says, okay, and again, it's not Mefurish in the Rambam. You could have said the Rambam somehow changed that gears to two. I don't know if he has a different gears here, maybe a different gears to there. Rambam never says it Beferish, but the Tosfos Rid says, okay, over here on the side says that even though this Gemara is Mefurish against the Rambam, so you'll have to say the Rambam had a different gears to, that Gemara is not Mefurish against the Rambam, so that Gemara we can resolve in a different way. We can say that the Rambam makes a compromise, and the Rambam thinks Bia Shalokadarka will not be Mechayev Mammon. Because again, she didn't lose any money, because she can marry somebody else. But still, you will be chayav to marry her, since you started up with her. So now you have to finish. And if she wants to marry you, again, if she doesn't want to, you don't have to marry her. But if she wants to marry you, you're stuck and you have to marry her. So the Bia Shalokadarka is considered not real knas, but it's in the parsha of knas, so to speak. But the truth is, if you want to be a liberal with text, Rabbi Meir is out of the room, I guess you could have said that when the Gemara says Mo the Rebbe Lini Knas, it doesn't really mean the payments of the Knas. It means the Parsha of Knas, the Hainu, the Mitzvah Velosi Elisha. The Tosfos Rid HaZaken doesn't say that. He says here the Rambam must have had a different Girsa, and he says what the Girsa was. And as far as the Gemara in Yevamos, the Rambam would agree that this Velosi Elisha. Once you're willing to say that, take that logical leap, and say there's a chiluk between the Velosi Elisha and the actual payment of money, so if you want to be more lax in your reading of the words, and you could say Modi Rebbe Lini Knas, it doesn't mean the actual payment of the Knas, it means the Parsha of Knas, but obviously not the payment, that part of the Parsha which is relevant, the Hainu, the Velosi Elisha. So I guess you could try to resolve the Rambam that way as well. But Al Kopanim, what's interesting in this Tosfos Rid HaZaken is the Tosfos Rid HaZaken says that Mefurish against the Tosfos Rid says the simple Svara, that anytime there's Knas, there's Velosi Elisha. Anytime there's Velosi Elisha, there's Knas. You can't split the two unless there's a technicality like Kimla Yeramine. But in terms of the Ikka Machaya, they both have to come together or neither comes. And the Tosfos Rid HaZaken says, no, one thing has nothing to do with the other. The mitzvah to marry her is totally independent of the Chiyah Mammon that you have to pay. And Bia Shalokadarka, there'll be no Chiyah Mammon, but there will be a mitzvah to marry her.
Was it for the Rambam, or just curious?
You're not
going to
wait.
What are the Tosfos Rid HaZaken
saying? Tosfos Rid HaZaken basically says the Rambam had a different gift than the Gemara.
Okay.
And Tosfos Rid HaZaken quotes a different Gemara, everybody else can read. Tosfos Rid HaZaken quotes a different Gemara that the Gemara in Yevamos is Mefurish Bia Shalokadarka, and he has to marry her. And the Velosi Elisha.
Okay.
And Tosfos Rid HaZaken says that the Rambam holds that the Chiyav Mammon and the Velosi Elisha are independent. That you can have a Chiyav Velosi Elisha, even though you don't have a Chiyav Mammon.
Okay.
The other Rishonim, the Tosfos Rid over here, disagrees, and he says it's a package deal. You can't have one without the other, unless there's a Kimlei Drabmine kind of override things, but Meikar Adin, or Beer, which is Machai one, must be Machai the other. So that's
I'm not that fast. You lost me on step one.
What?
I'm not that fast.
You lost me on step one.
As far as argument,